This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. The Senate Revenue and Fiscal Affairs Committee met this morning, but they could not yet act on the revenue bills sent over by the House, since those bills have yet to be officially referred to the committee. However,
we will take public testimony on HB 2.
Angela Lorio, a citizen who has been advocating for disabled children this year, had quite a bit to say about the state construction bill.
Even though this exact money cannot be used to fund services, this is a reflection of priorities. Look at this and just follow the money, follow the lobbyists, follow big business. HB 2 sends a message loud and clear. We're more worried about golf, soccer, bricks and mortar, money, and big business than we are about the people of this state.
Committee Chair J.P. Morrell responded.
I understand and appreciate your frustration with the message HB 2 sends. Perhaps your testimony would be much more on point if it dealt with all the revenue bills that seem to not be leaving the House. There is a misconception that still is going around the state that there is secret revenue because budgets historically have been put together with spit and bubblegum and don't actually have real money in them, but allow the fiction that money exists. Families for too long have believed that no matter what we do, we'll pull a rabbit out the hat and the budget will be whole.
And he had a prediction for citizens and for the House.
If and when we leave here in 9 days, we don't raise additional revenue, there will be plenty of pain to go around.
For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, Governmental Relations in Baton Rouge, and Campus Federal, Louisiana's business credit union, serving the financial needs of LSU and its communities since 1934.